Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi, picking it up at the top of the page, about, I don't know, 12 lines down or so. The first one line is about the Istu, at the end is the next part of the Mishnah, Ofos Kodman, right? So we said like this, Ofos Kodman to the Mincha, because they're part of the Dam stuff. Let's go more, Adarabba, Minachos Kodman, Shkin Yishtab Tzibur Ki Yachid, because it applies in both Tzibur and Yachid, where when it comes to the idea of Ofos, are only brought as the yachad and tzibur. Says no, Gemara. No, afilo haki mina dam adifa. When it comes to blood, that's going to be more chashav, more significant. Minchas chote, the sinner's mincha comes before a voluntary one because of the kapar involved. Adarabba, minchas adalfa, kodam shkin to uneshem lavona, because you have to bring oil and frankincense. But the one of the chote doesn't. The mincha of the chote doesn't. Afilo haki minchas chote abo al chet adifa. That's a higher level of kapar because kapar is involved. Iboy lehu minchas sota minchas adava is when kodam is the mincha of a sota. You know what that is, right? The woman who went alone with somebody else. And minchas nedava. Which one is a more choshev? Is because that mincha is a dava kodmah shekein to neshem levana. You want to say the mincha of a dava because you have to bring oil and frankincense or dilma. Mincha soda dava shekein ba'al levarer of them. Because it's coming to now determine whether or not she did an avera. Tashma, let's take a look and see. Our Mishnah yesterday, David mentioned Minchas Chote, Kodemus Minchas Adava, that is Minchas of the sinner, comes before a voluntary Mincha because of the Aver involved. Minchas Chote, who the Kodemus Minchas Adava, so it's a mashmos, is that that of the Chote comes before that of a Nadava. Ha Minchas Sota, lo, it's only Minchas Chote, but not the Minchas Sota, which I don't know whether it is or not. Says Gemara, Mikatani Mepneshi Mechaperis, does the Mishnah say that the reason the Minchas Chote comes first because it's Mechaper? No, Mepneshi, he ba'al chet katani. Because in fact, it comes because of Aferis. V'hanani ba'al chet, it's also coming because of an Aferis. Not because it was undone, because of Aferis. It's just the Sota, ba'al chet, it comes because of an Aferis to figure that out. So the Mishnah could be talking that the Sotas Mincha also should come before them, the regular Nedava. So it says Gemara Tashon, let's try to take a look from the Braisa. Zu Kudemas Zu. This Mincha comes before that one. So Zu Ba Min Achitin, Zu Ba Min Asaorin, because one's coming from wheat and one's coming from barley. My love, Minchas Nedava, Minchas Sota. Is it not telling us that the Braisa means that a Nedava, Mincha of Nedava, comes before that of a Mincha Sota because the Minchas Nedava is of wheat, but that of Sota is made out of barley. It's a Gemara. No. Lo. Minchaschote, Minchasote. The Bais is saying that the Minchaschote comes before that of the Minchasota. Says Gemara, typically, but it says Gemara back, hold on. Typically, the Hamichaperis, or Halumichaperis. I can learn this din out from the fact that the Minchasota, the Minchas Chote is being Mechaper, and that the Minchas Sota is not coming to be Mechaper. It's just coming to determine whether an Aver was done, but not to be Mechaper for it. So the Braisa just wants to give precedence to the Minchas Chote. So why does it have to come to this logic that whether wheat or barley? Ve'ela mai Minchas Nedava. So what do you want to say? It's giving precedence to a Minchas Nedava over the Minchas Sote. Typically, the Zutu Neshem and Levona, Zutu Zaina to Neshem and Levona. I could learn this out from the fact, right? So you want to say Elamai Minchas Nedava, that that's more chashiv. I could have learned this out from the fact that the Minchas Nedava needs oil and frankincense, but the Minchas Nedava doesn't need the oil and the frankincense. So, however you want to slice it, there's probably so there could have been a different reason for it. Elachad Mitrei Time and Nakit. Okay, so rather, even if you admit that the Braisa is mentioning only one of two reasons for giving a different mincha over the sota, it comes out that it's unclear whether the Braisa is talking about a nedava or of a minchas chote. So, yeah, we're left at that. Says next part of Mishnah, ha-chata sa'ov kodemes. It comes before the Ola Sa'of. We don't mean we're learning this from the Tanur Rabbanon. The Hikriv is Asher L'chatas Rishona. The Pasuk says, and he shall offer the one that's for L'chatas first. Ma Tamad Lomer. What's the purpose of saying first? Shein Tamad Lomer. Lamed Shetikrav Rishona. Harek Far Nemar. It can't be coming to teach us just Stam that the Chatas should be brought first, because we have another Pasuk that tells us that. V'es Hasheni Ya'aseh Ola. So why does the pasuk have to emphasize the previous pasuk that the chatas is brought first? This is bana'av that we learn from here to other things. Sheiknu l'ola bosei mayim, that they come before any ola that comes with them. Pinchatas of Olas of, this is including the Chatas of that takes precedence on Olas of, Pinchatas Behema, Olas Behema, whether it's a Chatas of the Behema comes before the Ola of the Behema, Vila Chatas of Olas Behema, the Chatas comes before the Ola. Even if the first one is a bird and the second one is a Behema, since one's a Chatas, one's an Ola, the Chatas comes first. Hilka Chatas of Olas Ha of Mi Ve'esa Sheni. Therefore, we learn that the Chatas Ha'of comes before that of an Olas Ha'of, and the Pasuk says, and the second one, what do we learn? Chatas Behema, Olas Behema, Midrabi Rachmana. We learn that a Chatas Ha'of, that of an animal, takes that of the Olas Ha'of, oh, sorry, Chatas Behema, Olas Behema, from the fact that the Pasuk. Rashi, we saw this on the earlier daf of there. Chatas behema, olas behema, midrabi rachmana. The fact that it's included over there by the psukim of the Levium. Chatas of olas behema, mizeh bnei av. And we know that the bird chatas comes before the bird ola. That comes from when it says this pasuk goes and creates the general principle of the mitzvah, the thing we mentioned before, but the binyan av. Then why does the pasuk have to emphasize the previous pasuk of the chatas brought first? It's a binyan av l'chol chatos that comes before all olas, right? So chatas of olas behema that comes from that idea. Toshima wa. But all of a sudden we have a bit of a problem. Remember the answer? Omer kol makom shenischal chatos, wherever there's a chatas that's replaced by a bird, chatas kodemis, then the chatas of comes to precedence to the olas of that comes along with it. Vikan, but here, ola kodemis, says Rashi, vikan biyoledes sha'of tachas olas olahu ba vabahema iker haisa ola kodemis kedachsiv ba echad ola v'echad lechatas. It says, if you ever can, a woman gives birth, or it's an olas behema that's replaced by a bird, ola kodemis, the ola, comes before the bird of a chatas. Kol makom sheba al chet, but a carbon that comes because of a chet, an avera, chatas kodemis, the chatas goes, takes precedence to the ola, the kam, but over here in the case of the woman who gave birth, where the carbon does not come because of the avera, ola kodemis, the ola comes first. V'chol makom sheshnayim bayim tachas chatas, chatas kodemis. And wherever two birds are brought in place of one chatas, the bird chatas take precedence to the ola, chatas, the ola self. V'kam, but over here, in the case of a woman who gave birth, or one bird is brought in place of the animal, ola kodemis, ola comes first. So what comes out? What's the problem? Even the ola sa'of that's coming in place for the new, for the oledes animal, her ola comes before the chatas, and certainly her ola's behema is going to come before the chatas sa'of, which goes against the early brisa, which says that the chatas sa'of takes precedence even to the ola's behema that comes along with it. Amarava lemikroi kedima kosef. The pasuk gave precedence to the ola only in reference to let it be read first in the pasuk, but not actually about it being brought. So in Ekanami, it's before in the pasuk we give it this chashivas, but not in reference to the actual order of how it's brought over here. Toshima, but we have a bit of a problem because parim kodmin le'elim. We have a par that comes before a isle for a ram. Ve'elim kodmin le'kvasim, and rams come before sheep. Kvasim le'seirim, and sheep before a goat. Beep, turn the page. Tetzadi amaviz. My lav the chag. Is this not talking about the musafin of the chag of Sukkos? And even though the chag, the goats were chatos, and still the bulls, the rams, and the sheep, which are olas, went first. Oh, what's going on? It says we're low linadava. We're not talking about those that were for the chag. It's actually talking about a linadava that were brought at the same time. I'm talking about the case in where you have one or more people brought several different types of animals at the same time to be brought as a linadava. So one is chatos, one is an ola. Yechatas, though, is going to take precedence, even if it's a lower level of animal by an adava. Okay. Parim, kodrim, le'elim, shekim, nesrabim, nesachim. The bulls come for rams because they are rabu nesachim. They're more zaftig. in the amount of their, Rashi says, that is par shlosha esronim v'ayel shnei esron mekeves yisaron, the amount of nesachim along with it. V'chein elim lekvasim, so too rams come before lambs. The same reason over there, because one of you brings more than the other. Kvasim seirim shkein shal v'alya. Lambs come before goats because they're more chashiv, because of the fact that they have the tail that goes up upon the mizbeach as well, apparently. Very delicious part of the animal would be the fatty tail. Says the Gemara, Toshima, I have another problem. Par Kohen Mashiach, Kodun the Par Helim Dover Shil Tzibor. That is the Kohen Gadol's Chatas. If he, because of his mistake, went along with a psak of himself, that was a mistake, which is the type of error that an individual would have brought a regular Chatas. That's known as a par kohen mashiach. It comes par kohen dovah shel tzibor, is if the tzibor went ahead and followed the psak of the Sanhedrin. It's a mistake. So par dovah shel tzibor kodlum par was kochavim. So first we have par kohen mashiach comes before par dovah shel tzibor. Now par dovah shel tzibor kodlum par was kochavim. Again, it's a mistake what they did when they did Sanhedrin a mistake in reference to avodah zarah. Let me end that carbon. And parvo des kochavim, kol masir avodes kochavim. That comes before the sa'ir. The afal gav, the parvo des kochavim, ola, usir avodes kochavim, chatas. Sorry, yeah, one of them is the ola, one of them is the chatas. Still, that goes against the thing we saw before, that the chatas always comes before the ola. Says Gemara back, ve'ema mireisha, but let's look at the first din, the din that came right before that, which says that parvo des kochavim, kol la parvo des kochavim. Right, which is an Ola, the Chatz coming before the Ola. So this is supporting that the Chatz comes from the Ola. Why look at the statement afterwards? It's the Gemara, Baha Mina Miha Lo Kaminan. But in reference to the same species, which we were talking about earlier, we don't ask a question on that. The Chatas Kadma, because we agree that the Chatas certainly is Kodem, Ki Kamrina, and when do we say that the din is a question? Betray me, we're dealing with two different types of species of animals. Ashkechan Ola de Kodem and Chatas. We find in the latter statement that when an Ola, a bull, and a Chatas, the goat, are brought together, the Ola comes before the Chatas because it's a higher level animal. This goes against the statement of the Bryce that says that even a Chatas Ha'ov comes before the Ola's Behema. So what's going on? It says Gemara, Amar bar Rava, Mishmei de Rava, Mishmei Rava bar Mari, Chatas avodas kochavim, Chaser Aleph. It's missing the letter Aleph over there. Lechatas ksiv. It's written without the letter Aleph. Therefore, it's coming to teach you that this is an exception to the rule over here, the general rule that the Chatas comes before even an Ola of a higher level over here. This is coming to teach you differently. Ravina Amar, Kamishpat Ksibahu. The words, according to its rules, written in reference to the Aparim Dovish Tzibah, which is telling us that the Karbanos are brought in the order in which they come in the Pasuk, and the Ola comes first, therefore the Ola goes first. So the Gemara says, okay, 1 second, so let's look at something else we saw. Hashdos is Achi. Now they're going to come up with this Pshat over here. Then you can even say that the brisa that we said earlier, which puts the order of the different species of animals, is talking about that of the chag itself. On the very top of the Amud, we switch. We said, my lad, the chag, isn't what we're talking about? This is the chag. And they still went in the wrong way. It says, lo, the dava. We're talking about the dava of the ola that were brought at the same time. So now we say, but according to this answer, we could even say we're talking about the idea of the chag itself, and the reason for its din, that the bulls, the rams, and sheep go before the goat, even though the first three are olas and the goat is a chatas, is kamishpatam ksibu, because that's the word kamishpatam, which is saying that these musafim are to be brought in the order that they march in the pasuk, and the ola, the bulls of the ola, rams, and sheep, the ola, bulls, rams, and sheep are mentioned before the chatas, goat, even though the chatas would normally proceed, but since we have the word kamishpat, it switches in this case. Ibayluhu asked the Gemara, chatas of. Let's say you have yourselves a chatas of, olas behima, Umaiser. And you have an Ola, Behema, and Maiser that are brought at the same time. Ezmehem Kodem, which one of them comes first? So you have a woman to give birth, and she brought her Ola's Behema, and the Chatas Oof, and the Maiser, the same time, which one comes first? Tiktum Chatas Oof. Should we first do the Chatas Oof? But Ika Maiser, the Kodemla. But we have ourselves Maiser, which comes, it's precedence over it. Like the Maiser, we do Maiser, but Ika Olas Behema, the Kodemla. But there's an Olas Behema comes over that. Tiktum Olas Behema, Ika Chatas Oof, the Kodemla, but as the Chatas comes first. Okay, so now we have a problem because all these dinim are now coming in face of one another. So what happens? It says Gemara, Hocha Targimu Min Zevach Adif. Here, they explain, meaning here in Bavel, that the Maiser Behema, it's a min, its category of being shechted, is the most chashuv part. So the Maiser comes first, and then the Chatas Oof, and then the Ola. B'marava Amri, but in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Ayla ba Olas Behema b'Chatas Oof. The more chashivas of the animal Ola comes before the Maiser. That what it's saying is that the bird should come first. The Chatas Oof comes first, then the Ola, and then the Maiser. I liba Ola's Behema b'Chatas Oof, the Akbatumi Maiser. And it gets put out, elevated over this concept of Maiser. Even though, like we said, even though the Maiser is a Shechita type of thing, and the bird is just is Malika, he's brought first, then you have the Ola, then you have the Maiser. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Kol hachatos shebatora kol mitzvah shamas. Every chatos in the Torah comes before a asham. Chutz mi asham mitzvah, except for that of a mitzvah. Mepnei shehu ba ala hechsher, because it's coming to make the mitzvah, hechsher is coming to make him fit again. Kol hashamas shebatora ba'in b'nei shtayon. All the shamas are coming, got to be in their second year. Second year, ubayin b'kesef shkalim, it's got to be worth two silver shekel. And chutz mi asham nazir asham mitzvah, except for that shehim boyin b'nei shnasa and vein boyin because of shkalim, because they have to be in their first year and they do not need to be worth two silver shekel. Okay. Kishem shekodman b'akravasan kodman b'achilasan. Just like there's a kedima in terms of the hakrava of how it's brought, so too there is a kedima in reference to how they're eaten. Shlomim shel emesh, shlomim shel yom. If you have yesterday, shlomim today's. Shel emesh kodem l'shel yom. Yesterday's come before today's. Shlomim shel emesh v'chatos v'ashem shel yom. Let's say you have yesterday shlomim and today's chatos and ashem. Shlomim shel emesh kodem comes first. Every mayor is every mayor. Chamorim chatos kodmos chatos kodem is b'pishi kachim kachim. Chatos comes first because it's kachim kachim. Vikulan, it references all these karbanos. Kohanim Hashem l'shanas v'chilasan. They get it however they like. Lachan sluin and shlukin and v'shalim. You could roast them. You could cook them. You could overcook them. Lasis l'chotav and chulin. You allowed to put spice of chulin v'tav and truma. There will be shem and remeir omer lo yitain l'sochotav and truma. No, don't put tav and truma. Shalo yavi es truma the psul, so that you don't bring the truma to a state where it can become possible. He holds that one can't put truma into a situation where it's going to increase the possibility of becoming tame. It's going to possible it, and therefore truma stuff can't be used for this. But he's going to agree that it's mutter to season the meat with the chulin. And what's the chiddush over here is that it's mutter to bring chulin spices into the azar for this, even though chulin was not allowed into the azar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great day.